All right, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680 with Stephen Duggar. Well, as I tell the folks, we do this minor league report every Sunday on the show, and your name comes up quite a bit, so it's nice to have you on the show. Give us a little bit of your background, where you grew up, what baseball was like for you as a kid.
Oh, it was good. I grew up in a little small town called Spartanburg, South Carolina, and got a chance to go play baseball at Clemson University, and was fortunate enough to get drafted by this organization, so it's been great.
Well, Spartanburg, South Carolina had a team. The Phillies used to be in Spartanburg. Now, I don't know if you're old enough to remember that. Do they still have minor league teams there?
They have one in Greenville, which is about 15 minutes away, but I actually went to Duncan Park a few times to go see that minor league team when they were there, but it was early on. I want to say I was about 10 years old or so when I was there, but it brings back some good memories.
Yeah, no, I remember it quite well, Spartanburg with Phillies. That's where they used to be. Stephen Duggar is with us. Stephen, as a young man, who did you root for? Now, of course, you're in South Carolina. We've got a lot of Bobby Bolin, an old-time giant is from South Carolina. He told me he was discovered he was behind a plow farming, and the scout drove down the dirt road to find him. But, of course, you went to Clemson. But what was life like as a kid playing baseball, and who'd you root for?
It was really, really exciting. I mean, we had this little league called District 5, and we'd go these four or five fields back in this neighborhood, and we'd play, and it was great. And then I got, a chance to play varsity in seventh grade for my high school at Burns. Yeah, it was a pretty unique situation. And then I got a chance to, obviously go to Clemson, and then now I'm here, but it was great. I grew up rooting for the Reds, actually. My mom's side of the family's from Cincinnati, so we'd go up there every December and for Christmas, and then we'd go back up there sometimes during the summer before I got really into summer baseball. But then it was good. I went to a lot of games at Great American Ballpark, and so that was good. But I gotta say, I'm no longer a fan of them now. So yeah, but that was about it.
It's funny how people become fans of teams, and I was born in Brooklyn, so for me the Brooklyn Dodgers. But then one day I saw the hat of the Orioles, and I liked the bird, and I became an Oriole fan for many, many, many years. One of my oldest son was a Pirate fan because he liked the Pirate logo. Isn't that funny how people become fans?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, the bird with the Orioles, and then when I was little, actually, we had a few of my buddies just started liking teams based on their minor league logos. Like, you got the Lake Elsinore Storm with the two eyes on the hat, and then they became fans of the Padres. It was weird. So, I mean, I don't know. But, yeah, it's crazy how we all become fans of something.
Yeah. How about the Flying Squirrels? How about that?
Yeah, that was unique. You go from San Jose Giants to Richmond Flying Squirrels, and you start looking around, and it's like all these names are getting. I mean, how about these new guys, the New Orleans Baby Cakes, or what is that's what it is? I mean, all these names are getting out of control, but it's kind of funny. But it's good.
Yeah. All right. I like that's baseball. Very good. All right. So now you get drafted by the Giants. But before we get to that, tell us about Clemson. A good program. A very good program. Great. You had a great football season this year. And I love the coach. I said the Giants ought to hire that guy as a coach. Yeah. He's terrific. So what was life like at Clemson for you?
It was really just an unbelievable experience for me. I just met a lot of my really best friends, like really close best friends there. We still stay in contact, obviously, but it was unbelievable. The game day experience in the fall and Saturday is like nothing else. Just being able to meet with Dabo and talk with him a few times, that in itself was really, really exciting. And then obviously playing under Jack Leggett and Bradley Lucroy and those guys down at Clemson, they just made my time there really special, and forever grateful to those guys and that program for helping me become who I am today.
Yeah, it's nice to have you on the show. You can run, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, I try. It's kind of got lucky being able to run that fast, but then, obviously a lot of hard work goes into that.
Yeah.
Making sure you're healthy and got some guys out in California that helped me stay on top of all that. So it's been really exciting.
All right, Stephen Duggar with us. Let's talk a little getting drafted by the Giants. Did you see that coming?
I actually did not. I was, you know, there was a few teams that my agent told me, you know, hey, this is, you know, kind of the situation that's at hand, blah, blah, blah. And then draft day is so, you know, unexpected. You got no idea what's going to happen. And then, you know, obviously when the phone rang and, you know, San Francisco called, I was just absolutely thrilled. Yeah. I've always been a fan of California. I enjoy it. And then obviously being able to go to AT&T Park, you know, for November camp last year or 2 years ago, it was really unbelievable. So actually got a treat. We got to see Kroll sign his deal when we were out there in November camp. But yeah, just the city's unbelievable. You know, you fall in love with it the first minute you lay eyes on it. So it's you know, hopefully one day soon I can be there.
Yeah, well, you keep playing center field and there's going to be a spot for you one of these days. All right, Stephen Duggar with us. How are things going for you in camp here? Let's start with that. Then I just want to catch up with last season for you so the fans know where you're at.
Yeah.
How are you doing here?
Camp's been unbelievable. Just being able to watch how these guys go about their business, having the opportunity, you know, every day to talk to these guys, it's been tremendous. You know, watching Span, how he goes about his pregame work, what's he doing in a game, being able to talk to him offensively, like, hey, what are you thinking? What do you do here? You know, different stuff like that. Just kind of having him to talk to has been really special. Also, Hunter Pence, his leadership that he brings, you know, that goes without saying. It's unbelievable. His energy, everything, it's unbelievable. And just watching from a distance, it's been really exciting. Mac Williamson also, he's a guy that I've been able to talk to every day. He's, you know, he was open right from the beginning. You know, Jarrett and those guys, it's been, yeah. So it's been really good so far at camp. Base running obviously was important. I think something they wanted to hit on. Yeah. Having Vince Coleman out here for the first week and a half or so was really, really integral to something that I'm trying to do this year, and that's then to steal more bags. Yeah. And I think we've already hit on a few of the problems that occurred last year. So this year I'm looking for an improvement in that, obviously.
Yeah,
but
you can run.
It's been good. And then obviously just kind of, you know, trying to lock in and see some pitches up here, and obviously just refine some offensive things and stay with the approach, and, you know, just getting acclimated, and hopefully one day I can be up here and helping this team in the regular season.
Oh, absolutely. Boy, Vince Coleman, that's a thrill to listen to him. We've talked with him quite a bit, but what are just some general things maybe that he told you?
Well, I think it's, for one, it all starts with anticipation. And I think that the way that I was getting in to my lead, I was more of like anchored down into the ground.
Okay.
So that first step, I would pop up and then I would have to like basically cross over my hips. So it was a really pretty slow first step. So last year when I was wondering why I was getting, you know, these bang bang plays at second where I'd be getting out, it was just kind of like frustrating for the most part, because I know that I'm fast enough to steal bases. And then the technique part, which was what we talked about with Vince, just kind of being able to clear the hips earlier, that first step anticipation. We do a few drills to kind of free it up, but it's been really, really exciting.
Very good.
Feel so much lighter on the balls of your feet. So I mean, there's a lot of really good things we've talked about, and I just really can't wait to continue working with them to you know, continue to progress in that area.
Well, yeah. Very good. You explained it very well. What did you major in at Clemson? Are you a communications major here?
No, it was sports management, that side of it. But it was, again, it was a good experience for me. I only have one semester left, so at some point I'll go back and finish that.
Yeah, very good for you. All right. Hitting-wise, take us through just a little bit of last year. You had a good season last year. You opened up eyes, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it was something pretty simple but complex at the same time. I think it was, you know, the whole bat path thing coming in was, you know, I was pretty in and out of the zone relatively quickly, and to be consistent doing that is basically impossible. I mean, you've got to be able to keep your bat in the zone for a longer period of time, and that's something that, you know, Shane Turner and I had talked about, and Andy Skeels, and just getting with those guys and, you know, trying to figure out how can I be more consistent at the top of that lineup to set the, you know, set the tone, set the pace for our offense. So, I mean, I think, you know, as soon as I made that adjustment, San Jose, obviously, it took off, and then the power started coming, and you're like, all right, well, obviously, you know, that was the issue. How can we continue to stay consistent? And then, you know, when I moved to Richmond, it was more about just slowing the game down. It took another about, you know, a week and a half to really acclimate and adjust to guys like that. And obviously the bullpen got faster, and guys were throwing more different pitches for strikes. But, you know, it was full of adjustments. It was an exciting year to see, you know, all that hard work and spring training last year, and to stay with the process and the preparation throughout the year was exciting.
Oh, very, very good. Very good. Very good. I like talking with you about this. How old are you now?
I'm 23 years old, and I'll turn 24 in November, so I've got a ways.
Yeah, all right. The team, just being part of this thing, it's something special, isn't it, just to hang around? I know you explained Pence and those guys, but there's something about the Giants.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the culture that they've established, you know, all the way up from the top. Yeah. You've got, you know, Bobby Evans, who does an incredible job with, you know, this organization, along with Brian Sabian and Dick Tedrow, all these guys. I mean, it's pretty easy to see how, you know, the family culture, you don't really see that much in professional sports, you know, but I've said this from day one, you know, the championship people, they draft these guys, and that obviously, I think, in my opinion, makes championship teams.
Yep.
And I think it's a testament to, you know, to Boach and our coaching staff here, and just the players that we bring in. I mean, it's just having this family atmosphere, you don't see that often, and just I think the culture that's been created, it's, to me, it's no surprise how, you know, we've won so much and maintained a high level of play throughout the year, so it's been exciting.
Appreciate it. Nice getting to know you, Stephen Duggar, and I know the fans are going to love hearing you. And as I told Austin Slater, I just have this feeling you guys are on the fast track, so just keep doing what you're doing.
I hope you're right, and hopefully I'll be up here helping out this team for many years to come.
All right, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
KMBR 680, the sports leader.